Again, the pasuk says ki yochu es haPesach, but like the kosher, like they ate the Pesach like they weren't supposed to. So Rashi says it means she ibures hashonu mefnei hatumah shleikidas, that they made an extra month that year, but it was not, they weren't supposed to. So therefore, ki hispalo chizkiyo lehem, chizkiyo davened for them. Lehmo Hashem atoy v'chapa bad, Hashem should be mechapa for them. So it is the kash lechur, why did he have to ask for kaporo? So Reb Shimon says, im efnei hatum yivru muberes, like you tell me before, Yehuda holds that if you make an ibur because of tumah, it's good. So what was the chet? What was wrong? So Moran says, I'll tell you, elam efnei, the reason the chet here was, elam efnei ma bikish rachm malatzmoi, how come he was mavakish rachm, as if to say I did a chet, what was the chet? Sheim avrin ela adar, that really is supposed to make the extra month adar sheni. In other words, before you mekadesh the chodesh for a chodesh nisin, first you make an adar sheni. But here what happened, the story was, v'hu iber nisim benisim. Like here, it was kamat already chodesh nisin. Rashi explains, nisim benisim liyacha shit kitshu l'shem nisin. After Bezin already pronounced that this chodesh will be chodesh nisin, then chodesh, they changed their mind, v'nimlach. The Yos Adar Hasheni, and instead they made this Chodesh into Adar Sheni. So that was Shloikedin, that you're supposed to make Adar Sheni before you make Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Once you pronounce it to be Chodesh Nisan, that's it, you're not supposed to make it anymore back into Adar Sheni. And here they made it back into Adar Sheni, that was the Chet that they did. The Nidimah says, Reb Shimon ben Yehudu Reimer, Nishum Reb Shimon, if Neshihi says Yisrael lasses Pesach Sheni. The chet that Chizkiyahu did was that he gave an etzig, he told them advice that they should make a Pesach Sheni. Soon see later on what that means. But that was his chet, not after Ibru Hashanah, but rather he told them an etzig to make a Pesach Sheni. And Rashi says that was Shloikedin, the figure therefore Bigash Rachm Alatzmai. The other one says, oh ma, what did we just say before? We have you do a ma'avrin, that you'll have to make the extra chodesh. Mifnei Atuma. Alma, what do you have to say according to Rabbi Yehuda? Is the Rabbi Yehuda Tumah Dechuyi Hi B'Tzibur? That even though Rova the Tzibur is Tamei, and they're allowed to bring the Korban Pesach B'Tumah, but it's only called Dechuyi, like by force they do it. But it's not called Hutra, it's not Lechachila. So therefore, if you have an Eitzah to do it Lechachila, to make an extra month, we would rather make an extra month, a Tadur, in order that the Pesach should be later, that the Klal Yisrael, the Klal, could become Tor. The Gemara, is that true? But Tanya would learn like this. The tits that the Kohen Gadol wears, ben sheyeshnu al metzchay, whether the Kohen Gadol is wearing on his forehead, or ben sheyeshnu al metzchay, whether it's not on his forehead, maratza. Still, the tits is maratza. If you bring, to make this rika the tumor, still it's a kosher korban. Dibur Rabbi Shimon, these are words of Rabbi Shimon. However, Rabbi Yehuda says, oy doyal metzchay maratza. Only when the Kohen Gadol is wearing the tzitz on his forehead, that's when it's maratza. When he comes inside the flag of Nim and Yom Kippurim, I will soon say, Oda mitzchay is maratza. Ein oida al mitzchay, when it's not on his forehead, ain't a maratza. And the Gemara says, Omele Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon explained like this, Reb Shimon argued back to Yehuda and said, Kohen Gadol b'Yom Kippurim yechicha, I'll bring you a proof from the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Sheinu al mitzchay, wasn't on his head the whole time, like when he had to put on the Levushay, the Big Day Lovon, he took off the Big Day Zov. So it was not on his head the whole time. Still a Maratza, still it helps. Or Ma'alah Reb Yehuda said back to him, Hanach Yom Kippurim, leave over Yom Kippurim. She'er Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. That Yom Kippur is different because Tumah is Hutra B'Tzibur. And Rashi explains it means Tumah Hutra B'Korban Tzibur. Kitayra Gemura V'Yansorach Tis L'Ratzais. That's why you can't bring a proof from Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Because Yom Kippur alone is Mechaper. Why? Because the Korbonis are called the Korban Tzibur. And the Korban Tzibur alone is Maratza. It's Hutra B'Tzibur. So I call upon him at Stira and Abiyuda. Here Abiyuda says that Tum is Hutra B'Tzibur. And before we're saying the reason why Abiyuda says you're allowed to make an extra month to the Chodesh, and what if the Klai Yisrael should bring the Korban B'Tairah, is because he holds Tumah on a Dechuyah B'Tzibur. So what's the Stira? Tamora says, no, Olatayimech, according to your reasoning, Olatayimech, Tikshulach Higufa, you could ask this alone for question. Rabbi Yehuda, I remember you, this says, Ma'avrin, you're allowed to make an extra month for the Chodesh because of Tumah. The Yom Rabbi Yehuda B'Yehuda himself also said that Ma'isa B'chizkiyah Melech Yehuda Shiva is a Shon Mufnei Tumah. Obigash Rachum Al-Atzmoy, so who is the Stephen Rabbi Yehuda alone? The first Rabbi Yehuda says you're allowed to, and then Rabbi Yehuda alone is the one that said Chizki did a chet, the fact that he made an extra Chodesh because of Tumah. So who is the Stephen? Elo, what do you have to say? Chasura Mechsura, something is missing here. V'ochi Ketoni, this is the way it should be learned. That the locher is, Ein Ma'avrin Es HaShon Mufnei Tumah. That you're not supposed to make an extra month in the year because of Kaiso was Tamei. But the Ivru, Muberes, Tanakama says, even though Lechatchilu know, but the Ever Techomim made an extra month in the year of Chal. Rabbi Yehuda Raime, Eina Muberes. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Even with the Ever, it's no good. And in this, Rabbi Yehuda brings a proof from Chizkiyo that Taki did a chet. For the Gemara Yochi, if so, Rabbi Shimon Raime, if Nehat Tomei Ivru, Muberes, if Shimon says yes, it is Chal, the Ibur, if so, Haina Tanakama, it's the same sheet as the Tanakama, so what's the Machloikis? Amarova Lechatchilu Kevinayu, that the Tanakama holds even Lechatchilu, you're allowed to make an extra month because of Tumah, and if Shimon only says, B'diyeva, but not Lechatchilu. No, it says yes, Tani Nam Yochi, we learn that this also, Ein Mavrin Es Hashem Mefnei HaTumah Lechatchilu. If Shimon Oyim the Ma'afrin, no. Tanakama says, Lechatchilu, no. If Shimon holds even Lechatchilu, yes. You're allowed to make an extra month to the year if the Klai Yisrael was Tomei before Pesach. Ela Mifnei Ma Bikish Racham El Atzmo, if you hold that Lechatchilu, you're allowed to. So what Chet Chizkiyo did? Teretzi Shei Ma'afrin El Ad, like we learned before, you're only supposed to make the extra month in Chodesh Adar. V'u'ibra Nisan v'Nisan, and by them the case was, they already pronounced Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and then they changed their mind to make it into an extra month of Adar, so that was a chet. Omar Ma, what we just said before, Shein Ma'avrin Ela Adar, you only let him make Chodesh Adar for the extra month. V'u'ibra Nisan v'Nisan, he made a mistake, and after they pronounced Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that's when he changed it back to be Chodesh Adar. Rabbi Gemara Valesta Lechizki, doesn't Chizki hold HaChodesh Hazeh Lechem is then Nisan V'yein Acha Nisan, that Lechura, once you make Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that's it, you can't make anything after it. So what was this Havamina to make it into, to change it over back? So where it says Toi B'di Shmuel, he made a mistake in Shmuel's Halacha. Tiyam HaShmuel, because Shmuel says Eimav R'nes HaShon B'yem Shleishim Shaladon, you're now going to make the extra month on to paskin it on the 30th day of Adar Rishon. Why? Even if the 30th day, like even if Adar Rishon is a mole, so the 30th day is still Chodesh Adar, so who could make it that we're going to pronounce that tomorrow is not going to be Chodesh Nisan, but rather tomorrow is going to be Chodesh Adar? That's even that is also. Why? Hoyu v'royu l'kavaya Nisan. Since today, the 30th day of Adar, it's really fit to make this day Rosh Chodesh Nisan, because sometimes the month is only 29 days. See, even though this year the month is 30 days, but since this day, the 30th day, is Roy Tivikaveya for Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so you cannot change your mind anymore and pronounce now an extra month to make the next day, the next Chodesh, Chodesh Adar. So this is the Machlokes. Do you open this far or not? The Yiyu Sava Chizki you held that Hoyo V'ro l'amrinim. We don't say this for a hoyo v'ro. Because right now, this year, the 30th day is still Adar Rishon. So since it's not Rosh Chodesh Nisan yet, they didn't make it Rosh Chodesh Nisan yet, they have a right now to proclaim and say the next month is going to be, again, Chodesh Adar. It's going to be an extra month this year. Tani Nam Yochi, we learn like this also, Ein Ma'avrin Es HaShon V'yom Shleishim Shel Adar. On the 30th day of Adar Rishon, you're not allowed to change your mind, you can't change your mind anymore to make another month for this year. Why? Since today the 30th day of Adar is really fit to make it into Rosh Chodesh Nisan already today, so therefore you can't change it anymore and make it into Chodesh Nisan to make an extra month for the year, to make it into Chodesh Adar Sheni for an extra month for the year. Now what do we have before? Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Reimer, Mishum Rabbi Shimon, בפני שסיוע סיסרו לעשות פסח שני. That the chet of Chizkiyo was he gave them advice to push off Pesach Rishon to make a Pesach Sheni, and that was a chet. So Gemara says, hey, what's the case talking about? Omer Rav Ashri, going the case was that on Pesach Rishon, Shoy Yisrael Machzot Tzimeim Machzot Torim. They were 50-50. So Rashi says, Machzot Lav Davka, like in the Forash Riyazel, Shazchorim Hoy Tzimeim Yoysim in a Torim. There were more people Tomid in Torah. But the case was v'noshim ashlimois l'torim. But by the ladies, there were more ladies that were Torah. V'yotfes aleim, and therefore, if you include the ladies, there are more now in clients that are Torah than Tamei. Therefore, he told them, do not make Pesach Rishon, but rather push off the Pesach Sheni, because he held Rov with the Tzibur was not Tamei; they were Torah. So, by Chizki, he held noshim Rishon chayva, that noshim in Pesach Rishon is a chayv. Therefore, they are included in the Cheshbin. They have a mutim to meyim. They're only a miut of Klal Yisrael. The minority was tamei. On the mutim mitchla Pesach Sheni. Therefore, the locker is we have to push them off to bring a Pesach Sheni. They're tamei right now. You don't say tumah hutra b'tzibur. It's only if you have a tzibur. If you don't have a tzibur, less than 50%, so then we tell them to bring Pesach Sheni. Well, if Saif saw what happened at the end, he changed the mind and held that Noshim Rishon Rishus, no, Noshim to bring a Pesach Rishon is only Rishus, they don't have a Chiyuv. Therefore, they're not included in the Cheshbin. So you have to only look about the Zechorim. Tehevilu Tumeyim Ruba. Then, the Zechorim alone, the men alone, there were more men that were Tomei than Tor. And therefore, Veruba, since Rei the Klaiyasol was Tomei, Leimatcha Pesach Sheni, that's the luck, we did not push them off to Pesach Sheni. Another one says, Gufo, we just said before, Omash Shmuel, Ein Mavr Nes HaShonah B'yom Shloshim Shel Adar, that if it already becomes the 30th day of Adar, even though it's still Adar Rishon, you cannot pronounce now that tomorrow will be Adar Sheni. Hoyu V'roi L'Kavei Nisan, since it's Roy to fit today to make it into Chodesh Nisan. For the Gemara, good, maybe that's only L'Chetchilo. If Ru Mai, what's going to be the Desmond proclaimed, yes, they said today that tomorrow is going to be Chodesh Adar Sheni. Omer Ulu Ulu says, Ein Mekadshin Es Chodesh. No, you can't do it. Shrash Lo Kudushu L'Adar Sheni. You can't do that. The Chiv and the Rol of Kaveh Nisan, Karinim Beizel Nisan, Ve'enach Nisan. Yeah. For the Gemara Kiddush Shemai, what's going to be if Bezdin didn't make a Kiddush? Omer Rovo, Botel Iber, it's not Chal, Yekshemot is not Chal, it becomes Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Rav Nachman Amano Mi'uber Umakudish, yes, for the Yebed of Bezin said it was Makudish to be Adar Sheni, but Chal Adar Sheni, that tomorrow, the 31st day, will be Adar Sheni. Oh, Malay Rav Nachman's Rav, said Rav Nachman, Michti, let's see, Mi Pur Yulapischa, from Purim until Pesach, plus in Yom, there's only 30 days, heavy. Only Pur Yulapischa, from Purim already, Dashina Milchasa Pesach, they start the dash nuchas Pesach. The Tanya we learned, Shoyim lo mihilchas haPesach, Koydim lo Pesach, Shloshim Yoyim. That 30 days before Pesach, that's called on Purim, you're supposed to learn nuchas Pesach. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel lo yimesh shtei shabbosis. It's enough on 2 weeks before Pesach. And Rosh Chodesh Nisan, it's enough to start learning the halachas. Now, v'chimot Resh Yacho, if you're going to put an extra month here, if so, merach galei, you're going to make Pesach too late, and also the Zuzuzi B'chametz, I come from Mezalot B'chametz. Like since they already started to learn the halacha on Purim, and now you're going to make an extra month, the Chura, there'll be Mezalzel in Pesach. You'll be, they thought it's right away, and now you're pushing it off. Rashi says, B'chivon la'ibru k'idim ha'purim, you didn't make the extra month before Purim. V'sham o'drosh ha'shalechat ha'pesach, snapping them aberit, the people won't trust you because they'll think that the Bezdin is Mezalzel. So more answers are Malay, maybe you did, everybody knows the Shosa Mavrata, that to make an extra month of the year, B'cheshbon Atalya Milsa, the Bezdin has to sit down and make a Cheshbin. Some people will say, Cheshbon Hudloi Solik Lul Rabbon Ad Hashta. That's not such a kasha. Even though they already started to learn Hilkos Pesach, but the Pshat now, after Purim, Abiyas before Chodesh Nisan, now the first is saga that yes, next year deserves to have an extra month. Therefore, there wouldn't be any toys here, and be okay. Omrav Yudom HaShmuel, a Mavr Nesashon Elim came hoisot kufo chasei rerubis ochoidish, lest the new tkufo is missing most of the month. The Kam Rubish Chodesh, what's called Rub of Chodesh, Shishosiyem has to be missing 16 days. Divi Reb Yehuda. These are the words of Reb Yehuda. Alright, we'll stop there. We'll continue on the next tape. We were holding Daf Yud Gimel Amar Aleph. Can the last Gemara was we had was on unless on Yud Beis and Beis was Can Om Reb Yehuda Mashmuel Ein Mavr Nesashono Elim Kem Hoysot Kufo Chaseiro Rube Shachodesh. That we say one of the reasons to make an extra month in the year is because of the tkufa. We'll soon see what that means. So it means Shmuel said Elim Kem Hoysot Tkufa Chaseiro was missing Rube Shachodesh. And then he said the Kama Rube Shachodesh, what's called most of the month, Shisha Sayyim. It has to be 16 days. You know, as Rashi explains, O Tkufa is Tishrei. The Tkufa of Tishrei in the Fellas first comes out, Bishivasa, on the 17th day of Tishrei. So if the Tkufa falls out so late in Tishrei, then we have to get an extra month of the year. Avalim Hoysa Tkufa Tishrei, the Fellas Bishishasa, but let's say the Tkufa of Tishrei would fall out on the 16th day of Tishrei, and Marfin, then we would not have to make an extra month for the year. The Gemara will soon explain how do you know this. But these are the words of Reb Yehuda. Now the